The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Hi.
Hey.
Y'all, we ain't no good.
Yeah, Randy's terrible.
We ain't. And every time I say something about us, you put it back on me. Huh? Man. So, hi. This is the Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
Come on, baby, wake up.
Know,
all right,
I know.
It's episode 26.
Yes,
the of relationship. The Black Millennial Marriage Podcast. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Who are you?
I'm Randy,
and I am Mikey.
Yes, and we are your hosts, y'all. And this is episode 26, the relationship check-in. So in this episode, y'all, we are going to bring y'all into something that we have never done in
publicly.
Yeah, no. So we actually do this thing called relationship check-ins, which we mentioned, I think, in the first five episodes.
A long time over ago. There.
We have not had one since the first baby, since I was pregnant with that baby.
So Randy thought it'd be a good idea for us to record one.
Yeah, mainly because we need one. And
I don't know. I think maybe somebody hearing this, it might help them out or give them an idea of like a structured way, because Randy's dorky and she introduced this concept to our relationship. And I'm a nerd and I loved it. An organized way of having a conversation about what the hell is going on.
And they were working for a while, and they were helping us stay on point with each other and communicate.
Some goals.
Yeah, which is how the podcast got started and
yeah,
how we say Mary. And then we stopped after the first baby and it never brought it back. But I was like, you know what? This is how marriages die. We need to stick to like some of the old things that worked. And I thought that it was time we had a relationship check-in, and we could not keep a date to do so. So I was like, let's just make it a podcast episode because we got to record.
And it was brilliant.
Thank you. So y'all, so basically we rate different topics on a scale of 1 to 5.
Are we not about to say we hope you enjoy at any point?
No, because there's no intro.
Oh, we don't have one.
We discussed this before I press record. Into it? I'm going to kill you.
I love you.
We rate different topics on a scale of 1 to 5. We do not know what the other rates the topic as until we say it, which kind of helps us be like, oh, you think sex is a 1? Tell me more. Or you think it's a 5. So we have 2 different types of sex. Because I put 2 on here. So yeah.
So we have how many categories? There's 5 categories, and a bonus. Yeah. What are they, baby?
So it's money, communication, sex, the podcast, vacation, and then we have a space for anything else. So if you feel like there's something else that we didn't touch on when we talked about everything else.
Or something that came up in the middle of the conversation. So we take one of those 5 and we rate them on a scale of 1 to 5 separately. Yeah. And we can't see each other's answers.
Should we? Do we hope you enjoy?
Oh. Okay.
Babe, I don't think we do that unless we have an intro.
I thought we were doing an intro, but it's okay because I love you. So we're just gonna get into it.
We hope you enjoy.
Now check it out. Now look, the apple don't fall far from trees, right? I'm in the land of milk and honey with the bees, like. And if I'm ripping it, what I'm sowing with my seeds, like. Now check it out.
Okay, y'all, we're back. Y'all gonna have to forgive us. Y'all know we over here struggling. We got this new baby on the way and we are cracking, but we miss y'all and we love y'all. And as you heard, this is episode 26.
And honestly, when we tired, episodes end up being funny.
And y'all love them. Y'all rate them a lot and y'all listen. So we just gonna hope.
Let's see where this goes.
That y'all like this one. So, yeah.
Also, our relationship check ins kind of get a little, what's the word? They get spicy sometimes.
Yeah, they do. And we haven't had one since February.
Let's see what happens.
Hopefully this is not ignorant. So as you know, before we get into the main topic, we have the love story. It is Mikey's turn.
Yes.
And then it's my fight or flight. And then, of course, we end it with some PDA. Because you just never know what could go down during the fight or flights.
Got you.
All right, baby.
All right. It's so my love story that I found You know, I always try to find love stories that are like meaningful in some kind of way,
mm-hmm.
or relate to whatever we're talking about or whatever's going on.
But this one ain't it?
Nah.
I know.
It does loosely. Basically, this is about how two engineers, two very smart, busy people are managing a life right now with three toddlers that are.
Are they triplets?
They're like 18 months apart.
Ain't no fucking way. I'm so sorry.
They had one kid.
Way.
And then they had another kid. And then before they could finish cleaning up the placenta out the room, there was another kid.
Oh, no.
But they're happy. But so it starts off with, it's about Lindsay and Eric Landry. I found this on cocurrent.com. Have you ever heard
I've
this?
Never, okay, I don't good. Know what of course you're talking not. About.
It was actually one of the stories in our Google alerts.
Okay, look at you utilizing resources.
I know, right? Aren't you proud of me?
Mm-hmm. After I had to yell at you.
Okay. So the story starts off with them talking about their schedule. They wake up at 5:30. One gets the boys ready, empties the dishwasher, packs all the lunches, and while that's happening, you know, Lindsay is getting the girl ready. They pack bottles and snacks and the entire family is out the door by 7:30. So 5:30, 7:30, everybody's getting ready.
Mm-hmm.
They drop the kids off at daycare. They're at work by 8 o'clock. They both work for a major engineering company that builds engines for... something fancy. It's super important and it gets really involved, but they work on important shit.
Okay.
They leave work at 5, pick up their kids at 5:30, get the kids home, they eat dinner, and repeat. So like the same way these engineered, they structure the in their work, they've taken that same approach with like their kids.
That's smart.
Yeah. It's really busy. But it goes on to say that the two of them met at the university in Pittsburgh. And a lot of what they talk about is just how they try to make whatever is going on work. They try to prioritize. They try to just not let things fall apart.
Right.
Like with parenthood and with marriage, you know, that we know, it's more about working with what you got than letting it defeat you.
Mm-hmm.
And so they detail some of those things, but they met in college.
Okay.
They met at a PhD program and Lindsay was, Eric says that Lindsay stood out from the pack.
Okay.
Like of the group of people. And Lindsay said that's only because 20% of the people there were women. And so it's very easy to stand out.
Spot a woman.
There's one woman to every four dudes.
Right.
There. Apparently from what I read, she was smarter than him.
Of course.
Which is always attractive. And, the way the proposal worked was just very odd. He like walked into her house and then like he couldn't wait 5 minutes because the ring was burning a hole in his pocket. So he was like, "Will you marry me?" And then it happened. And now they have kids, you know.
They have three. 18 months apart.
Yes. So basically they have systems in place.
Yeah.
They have like an a village. They have an emergency, I guess, signal that they send to their parents whenever they need help, like with the kids to babysit. Parents get there within 30 minutes, as long as it's after 6:30, I believe I read. It mm-hmm. was very interesting.
That's nice.
Very
That's
interesting.
Smart.
So
how they managed to work
together. I don't know. Gave me a little bit of hope. If two busy ass engineers can manage with three toddlers,
then you can be fine with one.
Maybe.
Y'all, Mikey had a confession about 2 hours ago.
What?
That he loves our daughter, but
whoa, we are not doing that. We are not doing that. There are certain conversations that you and I have in the privacy of our home that I don't want on the internet for my child to be able to hear later in life.
We'll explain
now,
to her.
If my daughter is listening, I love you, baby. Daddy didn't say none of whatever your mom was talking about, and we go move forward now. Go ahead, man. Go ahead. You're trying to ruin something. That was my love story, but go ahead.
No, I want to know why you chose that one.
Because they was busy. Yeah. They busy.
Yeah.
And I don't know. It's not impossible.
Right.
I know it's not impossible.
You can make it work.
It's just going to be hard.
Yeah.
We are two able-bodied people.
Yes.
Who are not engineers.
No.
With one child on the way.
Yes.
Maybe she won't kill us.
Maybe. Maybe.
Maybe.
That's all I got for you. You know how I feel. She trying to take me out. She can have you to herself, but I'm on to her. I'm on to her.
I love it. You think every woman wants me to themselves?
Why wouldn't they?
Why would they?
I don't think every woman wants you to yourself, herself.
The people listening to this podcast have now heard you say multiple times about me leaving you for somebody else.
Well, no, I will be like dead and gone and you will mourn, but I already know who you're going to go to.
I really wonder if she listens to this. Anyway, so that's my love story.
Thank you, baby. I like it. It is very hopeful, I guess, for people with kids, or for me right now where I am in my life. That does give me hope that maybe this is possible to do.
And the story, it went like they're actually in love. They're happy. Yeah,
they sound like they want to be together, so they try to make it work.
Yes, gotta put systems in place, and I think it just lined up with the fact that we have relationship check-ins.
Yeah,
so there's the tie-in.
Okay, yeah. Thanks.
Randy just leaned away from the mic to let out a nasty pregnant lady burp, and she's back.
Help me, y'all. So, all right, thank you, baby. All right, so let's get into our main topic.
All right.
So again, y'all, the backstory is we just wanted to we needed a relationship check-in. We haven't had one. Obviously, we talk to each other, as y'all can tell through the podcast, but there are it's different relationship check-ins were created for a reason. They were working for a reason, and it needs to be brought back for a reason.
We created this out of a necessity to have a space to be honest and vulnerable.
Right.
Prior to this podcast being created.
Yeah.
And I don't know.
Yeah.
I think they're missed.
Yeah. I mean, I missed them. With the way life is set up, it's very, like I said, business-like. You know, we crack up when we're in bed together, but like, you gotta go to sleep. I gotta go to sleep, you know? And she wake up when I lay down. So it's like a thing, you know? I don't know. We haven't had time to talk.
So let's talk.
Yeah.
So we just listed the five
things. So it's money, communication, sex, podcast, vacation, and then we leave space for anything else.
And we rate them on a scale of
1 to 5.
And you can
one being the lowest.
5 being the highest.
Yes.
Now, we don't have to go in order. You could choose where you want to start. So what's the first thing you want to talk about?
Let's start with communication.
All right. Just again, to let people know, you have not told me your number.
Yeah. We don't know what each other's numbers are. So when we say these numbers, they're going to be like, oh. Uh-oh.
All right. We going to do it at the same time? We count down from 3?
No, I'm asking you. What is your number for communication?
We got to do it at the same time.
Is that how you, that's how you run your check-ins?
Oh, okay. My bad.
This is mine.
So for communication... Scale of 1 to 5, I put 4.
Okay. I actually put 5.
Okay.
Why'd you put 4?
Because I don't get to talk to you like I would like to, or as much as I would like to. To be honest with you, I don't really get to talk to you unless we on this microphone. Or in passing, or to say goodnight, or good morning, or I'm about to leave.
Yeah.
Or I'll see you later.
But I feel like I put 5 because I feel like we utilize the time that we do get to talk well.
I agree.
You know, we talk to each other about our therapy sessions. We do get some time to sit down and eat together sometimes before you go out.
I think the structure of our communication is perfect. Like we always know what's going on with the other.
Right.
I just don't get to talk to you as much as I'd like to, which is why I ain't put a 5.
So that was a personal thing.
Yeah.
Well, that's fair. So what do you think? Like, how do you think we can work on that?
I think that in order to get it a 5, I got to hit the lotto.
Okay. So like... Short term.
And man, first one, I had to touch on this, man. I won the Powerball last week, and then nobody congratulate me when Instagram.
Wait, I asked him, did he?
I won the Powerball.
How much did you get, baby?
I won $4.
And you bought a good bar.
Yeah.
And you got $2 left.
Yeah.
And so then I asked Mikey if he paid the guy to keep his name silent. I was, did you tell them to keep your name anonymous?
When you win the lotto, you could pay to stay anonymous. I was like, nah.
He's like, I ain't making
that. I ain't making that. Shit. Anyway.
You trying to give me $2? Like, no, keep your money. Like,
but it was our winnings. What's mine is yours.
No, man, you keep the $2.
Why are you crying? You ain't shit. All right. Anyway. So, yes, 4.
So that's four. What I chose 5 for that because if I chose anything lower, I just cry. But no, really, I think that when we do talk, it's good talking.
Okay.
And we are being honest with each other, you know, for the time frame that we can.
Yeah.
We haven't stopped talking, which could be a result of like, I mean,
yeah, that's a sign of darker times.
Right. When we stop talking.
That's weird.
We used to get in trouble for talking, like just talking.
Yeah, we did.
So, yeah. So that's why I put five. All right. Okay. So my next thing I'm going to ask you about is vacation.
Vacation. What do you think I put for vacation?
Well, I'll tell you what I put.
Okay.
I put three.
Huh. Okay. Why'd you put three?
Well, I want to know what you put.
I put one.
Well, I put three.
I put a strong one.
I put three because the concept of vacation, like the fact that we really want to, mm-hmm. and that we do have a baby moon planned, yeah. or like in the process.
The idea of one.
We already have one event that we're going to do.
Okay.
I'm just really sad. I'm just trying not to be like... Like, we don't have any money. Again? I chose three.
You know, that number flashed across my head for like 2 seconds, and I was like, nah.
I mean, I completely understand why you chose one, though. I want to know why you chose one. But I thought that, you know, we do have some things in place to try to make some time together happen.
Yes.
Why'd you choose one?
So, what Mirandy means by time together is like, we're planning a staycation
week.
Baby moon week.
Yes.
It's a honeymoon to celebrate the baby on the way, and we're going to be doing a whole bunch of touristy stuff in Atlanta that we never did.
Right.
And even though we come here. It's a great idea.
Yeah.
Vacation to me means vacating the current location and cating elsewhere. That's what it means to me. And I just, you know, I'd like to go cate somewhere other than Decatur.
Oh.
But, you know, it's, I mean, I don't know. It stems from the fact that when we were together, before we got married, when we were in college, when we used to talk, like, I always told you that I just want to travel. I want to travel a lot. And when I'm with you, I want to, like, see the world with you. I want to, like, go places. Now, given our current living
predicament
situation, that's not really a thing that we can do. I want to go somewhere where there's a beach.
Yeah.
But, you know, we may have to settle for Centennial Park.
it's okay.
It's not what I want it to be.
Right.
It's just not what I want it to be. But I think that it's always been a goal to go somewhere once a year. Now, we went somewhere this year.
We did. It was great.
It was.
I had a lot of fun. I had some anxiety issues, but, like, that's just who I am.
And we had a great time.
So I'm working on that.
I want next year to be... bigger.
Yeah, it will. I'm going to get my body back to myself.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
And to me.
And to you.
Yeah.
You know, move without this specimen. Moving every time I try to get some.
It's a little awkward.
It is.
Let's save that for when we get to sex.
Yes, sir. No, I get what you're saying. So what do you think? Like, what?
How can I bring it up? How can we bring it up?
Yeah.
We just got to plan and save. I would like to do a group thing, honestly. Yeah. I would love to get family and friends on a boat.
Yeah.
And I want us to wild out.
Yeah.
And be disruptive on a cruise.
And live.
Yes. And my siblings. I want to do something ignorant. So that's the goal. Jill, if you're listening, hit me up. Let's plan something.
Gone. So next year, you're saying?
Yes.
Okay.
So yeah, nah, vacation, strong. Strong one.
No, we did have one this year.
We did.
We did. When so we are again? Sticking to the...
Where did we go?
We went to Destin. We went back.
It was
great.
To
where it all started.
I know. It was super emotional.
It was. You did,
and I'm very proud to have been there to support you in your
emotions.
Are
you playing?
Yeah.
You playing, right?
Yeah, I am.
Because your big crybaby self cried too.
I'm not a crybaby.
You're not?
I'm in touch with my emotions.
Okay. And so sometimes that means you cry.
No, it just means that sometimes I forget to blink and my eyes water. What's the next subject, baby?
They only water?
What's the next subject, baby?
I just
and then it starts to rain, and then you see water on my face, and you think that I'm raining.
Can you not? I'm going to edit that out. I'm not leaving it.
What were you saying? What's next?
All right. So that was vacation. All right. So we just focus on next year.
Yeah.
Okay. So just a rundown. Communication. What are we going to do again? to make that better for you?
Win the lotto.
But the short term.
Short term. I don't know. We just need to plan some more. Plan a date. Let's get back to our Sunday night date nights or something. We got to go somewhere.
Or, yeah, I mean, yeah, yeah.
There's free stuff to do. It's not, I'm not trying to like spend money. I'm just trying to spend some time. That's it.
We got to take it back to the days.
Some show. We watched
American Horror Story.
American Horror Story, which Randy loves. I don't get it. I'm not into like scary stuff.
It's October. I need it.
I have an overactive imagination.
Me too.
I don't like certain stuff touching my spirit.
I mean, just say a prayer, believe in God, and keep pushing.
But Randy is really entertained by the devil. Are you saying that you're not? Because that's exactly what is happening on the show.
That's just this season.
Okay. So there aren't...
But it actually hasn't been explicitly said that he is the Antichrist. He is. We know, but like... anyway. Okay. All right. So...
It's just some us time.
I agree.
That's it.
We really do.
Strengthen the communication. Get some more intimacy.
Intimacy.
Intimacy mm-hmm, in this mm-hmm. In this relationship because I miss you.
I miss you. I really do. But we're not gonna cry until we get to sex. So next.
So that was communication and vacation. What's next?
Podcast.
Which podcast? I put 4.
I was gonna put 4.
Oh no! What'd you go with?
I put 5.
Okay.
I think I'm being more optimistic than
you are. You really are.
I put 5 because I don't know, I know why you put 4.
Why'd I put 4?
We don't have no sponsors. We ain't making no money. We doing this shit for free. That's why you put 4. I already know.
Like, y'all ain't making no money off this shit, B.
We just up here volunteering. We volunteered. Look. And, you know, that's why you put 4. Like, this is cool and you love it and our listeners are awesome, but we poor. I get it. I put 5, though. Oh my God. Help me.
Okay. Well, I also put 4. I put 4 because there's a lot of stuff throwing us off.
Right.
People are going to start thinking that we're not consistent for real.
That's not true.
I'm just saying.
We changed the date to Sunday or Monday.
I know, but or implies it ain't one day.
What do you mean?
If we say Sunday or Monday, that's options.
Yeah.
Instead of, well, it used to be just this day you can expect.
Well, shit changes when you got kids on the way.
I know.
And you know, every creative I follow who has children, mm-hmm. their days end up switching too. They be like Tuesday, Thursday, maybe. Tuesday, Thursday-ish.
Okay. Well, and if y'all don't hate us, just somebody comment somewhere we don't hate y'all.
Like, it's okay.
And then I believe it.
I mean, though, I do understand how you would like to keep it on Sunday.
Because you know me.
But it's just, it's hard.
It is.
Right now, where we're going, I think we've been pretty open about why that's hard.
And it's the other reasons why I put 4. It's not just because we ain't making money off of it.
Okay, why else, baby?
This stool. I've been sitting in a broken stool, y'all, for the last fucking 12 episodes, including the mini ones. This stool is
actually,
bad.
Actually, that stool been broke since we started.
Actually, yeah, so I
something Mikey screw. Mine has been fine.
And I've been getting heavier and heavier, and this chair is just waiting to snap.
I hope, it's not funny. I really hope it doesn't break on you. He has it one might. Leg lifting on another chair that has been the case.
It's supporting some of my weight. Kind of.
So how the podcast getting the 4 because your chair?
Because the chair is part of this podcast.
Oh.
It's just the perfect setup to me.
Yeah.
Would be me being comfortable the entire time we're talking.
I get it.
And we put out an episode consistently and...
We do. We put out an episode every week, Mike. I mean consistently,
like every... Like at the same time is all. That would be in a perfect world.
Well, a lot of our listeners listen on Monday anyway.
I know, which is why this works out. But I'm just saying, like that's what it would seem to me. However, you know me, I adapt and adjust, and so I will.
I mean,
so now I'm kind of feeling 4.6-ish.
I don't want you to feel like you have to change your rating.
I do.
I mean, I put 5 because people have just been really great. We haven't gotten many trolls.
We've been getting really great feedback, and I love everybody who listens to this and actually
like likes it.
Yeah, y'all are weird, but you know,
and like talk to us and email us because you know we're big communicators, so I love like talking to y'all.
Yeah,
and I feel like I've like developed real life friend like feelings for many other people that I talk to.
I think it's cool. I don't know. I'm used to strangers coming with the positivity and it be genuine.
Yeah, Mikey's really anti-strangers, and I'm usually like the opposite.
So there's some people who I actually will personally be responding to soon.
Yeah.
This week. It's on my to-do list.
Yeah.
Just because y'all ain't got to talk to us.
You really don't. And y'all are so vulnerable and transparent. And it's just nice to like meet some nice people after how horrible and hard this year has been.
Even if y'all live on the West fucking coast.
Yeah.
Or Australia.
Yeah. So that's why I put 5. Like it's just been, okay. It's been a light.
See, yeah, now I'm at 4.9.
Like how hard everything else has been. This has been like something positive that I feel good about.
Yeah.
That's been good for us because it really is sometimes the only time we talk. Like for longer than 10 minutes.
And you have to look at me instead of your iPod.
First of all,
I have to look at
you. That is not my problem.
My phone. Oh, your book.
I'm about to say, I just got on you by looking at your phone playing. I'm like, nigga, I ain't seen you all day. Can I see your eyes?
And I was like, yeah, I just ain't seen this game all day.
Don't worry. I'm coming for you soon. My fight or flight is coming up.
Whatever. But, I'm not afraid of you, Randy. So that was...
That's why I put 5. Because, okay. Like, yeah, we ain't making no money, but I'm not settling. You know, I would hope to. The goal was to have something.
We're still building here.
But yeah, we new, we fresh, but it has been a light.
Yeah.
And we haven't had much light this year. It's the podcast and the baby.
That's true.
And
well, you my light.
Our nice year. Moms. Our moms have been they especially nice this year. They have been nice
irregularly nice. Yeah, it's
and,
weird.
It is weird. So, yeah, we're talking about you, Mom. yeah, but I do see what you mean about scheduling. We did say Sunday for a reason. I think we just chose that day, but like it was just like a because everybody else had every day of the week, and we were just like we're gonna be different.
Yeah,
but
we not. It's fine. I'm good with Sunday or Monday. I am. I changed my number to 4.9.
Okay,
I do. It's I still take off that 0.1 because my chair. And my butt's going numb right now.
I'm sorry.
It's okay. I know you don't care. All right, so that was podcast. What's next, baby?
All right. Now let's get into the crime.
What are the remaining categories?
The remaining categories are money and sex. Mm. So I've had a lot of water today and fluids.
Oh, no.
I may cry.
All right.
But I've Where been in therapy.
Okay.
So maybe I won't. Let's just get money out the way. Let's just get
it out All the right. way. Now, looking at my number, I realized that I was optimistic on this one.
Were you?
I was.
I really want to know your number now.
I put 2.
Me too!
Hey! High five! Why?
I can't remember. I think I put 2 because we just got some money today, but also, and because we haven't been evicted yet. Like
that's why I got 2.
we've been paying bills by the grace of the Holy Spirit and the Trinity. We have been making bills. And minimum payments on credit cards. And that's God. Okay? That's faith plus work. Okay? Mm-hmm. Because I don't know. And it's not like we're bad with money. I hate that. Like, it's not like we're not out here spending. We don't have nothing.
Don't.
Our dog is alive and happy and fat.
He is.
And this baby is bigger than she.
She's growing.
She's grown. I mean, not she's supposed to be. They say she's like in the 90th percentile.
My baby got an A already.
But I don't know how these things are coming into place. I'm just not going to look a gift horse in the mouth, you know? So I put 2 because we have, by the grace of God, made it since July to here. We in a whole different season because God and you and unemployment, the Department of Health or whatever the department is in Georgia. This is the Department of Labor.
Oh, Jesus Christ.
Those beautiful people down there.
Uh-huh. At the unemployment
office?
Yeah. Okay.
That's why I put 2.
I put 2 because obviously it's never going to be 5.
It is going to be 5. Don't say never.
I said it's never been 5.
It's never been 5.
It's going to take some time until we get to that. I put 2 because we not homeless. That's the only reason we're not homeless, and we're making it, and it takes 2 energy to be where we at right now. That's what's happening.
I'll take it.
God willing, some things work out soon
that we've been working on. Yeah, yeah.
you know, get some positive responses and hear something back from some people, and we're in a better place. But as far as I'm concerned, my money is not where I want it to be. Honestly, and whenever we get to this part of this conversation, to anybody listening, like Randy knows what's happening, so I don't really like get into details about how down I feel about how I'm not making the money that I want to make.
And this you should be making, but you know.
You know what, when we, I don't know if you remember when you were in college or high school and they had like a poster and it said people at this education level make this and above, or I think it was like high school diploma, you make 42 or above, like you can make up to 42 is like the max. Yeah. Bachelor's degree, you can make up to like 90. Master's was 120, something like that. I was like, what are these damn jobs? What are those jobs? Because I can't find them. Or they don't exist. Or the poster was just a lie. Either way.
Or it was an average of everybody and every currency in the world.
I have. I got a baby girl on the way, and I don't have no savings. These credit cards ain't going away.
But they will. We have plan.
We do have
a plan. That's another reason why I put two. We have like a plan.
We do have a plan. We are not of attack.
Those type of people that's just not out here. We are survivors, babe.
We are.
Are we trying to do a little bit more than survive?
I'm trying to do a lot more than survive.
And so that's why I'm trying to like show us some grace, because.
Well, yesterday on Instagram, I DM'd Diddy and asked him for a job.
P Diddy?
No, he doesn't do P anymore. It's just Diddy. Formerly known as Puffy. Puff Daddy. Does any of these seem familiar to you?
First of all, nigga, I know who you're talking about.
Second of all. I DM'd Diddy. I was like, well, if there are any opportunities available at Bad Boy, I would want to.
Do you want to work with Diddy? Because I remember.
Yeah, of course I love to work for Diddy.
I saw something on Twitter. It was like he still got 112 souls locked in a vault.
Probably. Yeah. I'm about to shoot a.
But I might let you. Will I Smith might let next. You.
T.I. about to get a message from me. If Jay-Z ever read his DMs.
Wait, please don't end up on a Shade Room.
Why would I?
Jesus Christ.
See, actually, wait, that might you be good. These Shade things. Room if y'all hiring.
Oh my God. You do these things and then you tell me. But no, I. Everybody we've talked to that are older than us and that have been here, done that, and that have bought their houses and things have told us that we're quite normal, you know?
Which is weird, but.
And they trust us because we aren't like crazy, you know? A lot of the reason why we don't have money the way that we thought we would at this age and this time frame in our life is because.
We're responsible.
That and work. We weren't, I feel like now, especially for you in your field, you're realizing that like these jobs you didn't know existed exist. And that was an accessibility thing. That was like that was an access thing. It's like you didn't know. Like I got some friends that would have gotten the Gates Millennium Scholarship had they applied, but they didn't know to, you know? Mm. And so that's real. Just not having any knowledge about stuff that's available to you and not even knowing how to look or to look, you know? But we're learning that this year, I think, to advocate for ourselves and do our own work and stop waiting on people and our bosses and these supervisors to like show us how they got where they got. You know, it's a hard lesson learned. But after this year, I learned my lesson. You don't got to tell me no more. I have seen the light. Yeah. So that's where I am money wise. I'm nowhere near where I thought I would be. Pregnant, married, 26, financially. But God is good. Faith plus work.
Mm.
And we work it, you know?
Yes, we are.
I don't think that is going unnoticed. I don't.
Hope not.
I don't. I can't. If I think that, then I'll be depressed. Again, more so. And then, you know, baby feels all that.
And I don't want that. Okay.
So I have to have hope. But no, I know why you put two. And that's why I put two. Because the shit sucks.
But we'll work on it. Next time we have a relationship check-in, we'll compare the numbers.
Yeah.
And
see if anything budged.
See where we at. Yeah.
All right.
Last but not least.
Technically, it's not last.
It's not.
You looked at my number.
Well, then, I can't see.
I wrote it down.
No, I'm blind.
You don't got your contacts on?
I do, but I still can't see.
Oh. Sex.
So, sex. Again, you know me and my optimism.
What number you put?
All right, so for sex, I put three for sex.
Why'd you put three? You look like
three
this.
Reasons.
Okay.
One, I am still very much sexually attracted to you.
Okay.
Two.
Okay. Okay.
We have had sex at least twice this month.
I'm about to cry.
So
I'm about to cry. You just want me to cry.
I don't want you to cry.
You do.
It's nice. Three.
Is it?
Huh?
Nothing. Go ahead. Three.
Yeah, it's been like twice.
Uh-huh. Three.
And three. I don't want you.
You said that the first
time. I didn't have a third thing. I just, when we have it, it's still good. So that's where I'm at. It also.
I think we're breaking up.
When
I think we're breaking up.
What did you put, Randy?
Is it over?
No, Randy. It's not.
Like, you're laughing at me. That's
I'm
all you do lately is laugh at me.
Because the shit you say and do.
What?
And your facial expressions are funny.
I'm being serious.
I know.
Is it over?
It's not over, Randy. What'd you put?
I put two.
Okay. Why?
Because I couldn't bear to put one. I was like, I can't do it. I can't.
Oh, no. Okay.
No, I put two because you're right. When we do have it, it's great. You know? And I very much still like want you as well.
Yeah.
I feel very safe with you. I'm very attracted to you. I miss you.
I'm very confident that when this baby comes out,
it's gonna be,
we're gonna pick up where we left off.
On birth control. Yes.
Yeah, male birth control.
No. I don't trust you to take your birth control.
What do you mean?
Like, I can't even get you to eat breakfast every day.
We did that one time, like, use condoms.
All our condoms are defective. Like, I don't know what it is.
My body rejects
them. But
it's
like the condoms. It's not even your. It's my body. I think I may seriously have a latex allergy.
You don't. You don't have an allergic reaction. They just always break or snap.
I just hate them. I hate them. And so I'm going to get on the pill again.
Okay.
And yeah, because you're not. I need a 3-year break.
What do you mean a 3-year? That
making.
Number keep getting bigger.
I have. It's always been 3, Mike.
I thought it was 2.
It's never been 2, baby.
It was 2.
It would have been 2. If I ain't been pregnant all year.
Okay.
But I've been pregnant since January.
Got you.
I need a break.
Mm-hmm.
So, and I need to test out these boobs. You know? I got breasts now. I'm going to be out here.
Okay.
So.
Yes.
Is that a problem, sir? Do you have a problem with being out here with my breasts?
I do not
mind.
My
new breast?
No. Apparently, that's just what women do now after you have your first baby. Now you decide to, like, just show your body off.
Yeah, yeah. I want you to see what I did. This body has given you your legacy, Negro.
Really?
So.
My legacy?
Your legacy.
Okay.
Unless she gets married and changes her last name. So.
Nah, I'm going to make her, I'm going to raise her to be a hyphenator.
What am I saying? Two.
My baby girl's going to be out here letting niggas know, yo. We hyphenating.
I rated sex a 2.
Chapman dash whatever.
So why did you rate it a 2? I mean, why isn't it higher? It's my question.
It's because there's a baby in the way. There are other physical issues and barriers that we are
like
running into. It's just, it's hard to get in sync. We're awkward is one. We start conversations and start laughing and playing and figure out what the hell is happening. Babies start kicking when we start kissing. It's a little weird. It's just weird having my daughter in between us. For any period of time. What else?
I'm listening.
It's not as frequent as we would like. I think I'm forgetting what to do.
How are you forgetting?
I'm out of practice. And because I'm a part of, you know, the faithful male community. I just, you know, I'm just out here.
One of his students, y'all. Looked at him.
It wasn't one of my students.
He
it
looked
was
at
one
him.
Of our youth.
The youth looked at him and said, "You're not having sex, are you?" And I just.
First of all, this
so
particular young man
up.
Is an ass. All right. First of all, he can be a jerk sometimes, but he's a nice kid.
But he was right.
But he just looked at me. I don't know. I think I was just tired that day.
You look like
I had just
you're
came
not
from driving.
Fuck it, because you know how I know? Because you're not. And I look like that. And we just out here. I'm sad because I miss sex.
I know.
And it is awkward. It is not just awkward because of like finding positions and like figuring this baby out and like my body out. This body is weird. You know, I've only put on 7 pounds so far.
I don't think that your body is weird. I think that the other body growing in your body is weird.
I think that we need to get over that shit and figure the shit out. But I also think, I said the other night, I feel like this is what it is. We, like you said, we wake up, you kiss me goodbye, you know, I go back to sleep because it's early, you know, you come back home, we'll eat together, you go out to drive, you come back, it's nighttime, right? So we've been texting all day, and like, maybe you'll stop back home again and drop me off some food, or, you know, I don't know, you just need a break, you come take a shower, or you run to the gym because you just started working out this week, which I think is great. Started back working out this week.
I think I lost a pound.
Which is a lot of calories. I'm very proud of you for like prioritizing yourself. But, and then we finally get home. You finally get home. We're both together, and it's like 10, 11. You've been working all day. You want to do normal shit like scroll through Instagram or watch Sons of Anarchy again or eat. You know, and I
do just be wanting to eat.
Have been home all day, you know, and I'm just like, okay, you know, hi. You're just like, hey, you know, you sit in the bathroom for an hour because the only way you can get away from me. Then you finally get back in bed.
That's what I don't know.
You get back in bed.
Notoriously long poops.
Midnight or 12:30.
Uh-huh.
And if it's Thursday, maybe we look at what the baby is doing this new week. And then we realize, okay, we want to have sex, but you got to get up in 4 hours. And it's just like, we ain't seen each other all day. We haven't touched on each other. We haven't been intimate.
Mm-hmm.
And so, yeah, I get aroused. You get a great head. Okay. You know. You do.
Don't just gloss over the fact.
I mean, it's great. But, like, you do it. But now you figured out how to do it quickly because you got to go to sleep.
Yep.
You do it. And then you, like, you know, we start having sex. But it's tight. And I think I'm like, it's tight, not like it like in that version of way, but I work too hard to open my shit up for it to be tight like that. Like it's,
ooh, Randy.
Like it's difficult.
Uh-huh.
I'm sorry. It's difficult. But I think it's difficult because while I'm aroused, as you can tell, as we can both tell,
uh-huh,
we ain't been with each other all day. So it's like,
yeah.
It's like wham, bam, orgasm, thank you, ma'am. You know?
Yeah.
Maybe I just need to get over it. Maybe but I really just don't want quickies all the time.
I understand.
I would like this long, drawn out, hot sex.
I think those days are over for the next 4 months.
That's really sad.
I don't think so. I think it's just, it's part of the deal. It's part of the baby package. You don't get to do rough, long, drawn out when there's a person boiling.
But that's what I need. I already can't drink. What is happening? I've sacrificed everything.
I'm tired. Baby, I'm really trying to focus
you
here. But you are killing me right now.
You don't respect me.
You're killing me.
You don't respect me.
I do respect you. Baby, I know that you're sacrificing a lot. I know that you are. When you do not have control or dominion over your own body. I get it. As much as a man can get it.
And
please don't kill
for
me.
This baby.
Yes.
I am. And she's growing and it makes me happy.
I know. And in 4 months, she'll be out of there and we can like have a real action.
But then
plan.
Like shit changes again.
Yeah. But I have no problem having sex while this baby's screaming in the room. I really
no,
know.
You don't.
I really know.
I mean, you don't know that yet. You don't know that yet.
I know.
You
that
already
much.
Giving up movies.
What you talking about?
Exactly what I said. Why do you always ask
that
when I'm very clear?
What do you mean by that?
You can't watch Taken anymore?
Yeah.
So you think you just about to be out here cool with her crying all day?
Yeah.
Okay, go ahead, babe. What else are you saying?
I don't like you.
I want to know what you were saying, babe.
That's it.
Mikey, I will. Boy, you're not worried, is what you're saying.
No. I don't, this is a season. This is not the norm. This is not who we are. This is just what's happening
I
right now.
I understand that. And I thought that I accepted that. But the shit is hard.
It is.
I want something to be not hard.
To be honest with you, I think the reason why it's not as hard for me now is because I'm so distracted. I really can't even, I don't even get time to think about it anymore.
That's sad, Mike.
It is sad.
We are breaking. It's over.
We're not breaking.
It's over. Baby, this is how it starts.
This is not how it starts. Normally, it starts with a dude sending out, hey, big head messages. Or the girl. Do the girls do the big head? I don't know. I don't cheat. What's this?
I don't know either.
How does it work?
I think it's both ways, babe.
The dudes start liking pictures of the girl Instagram page and building weird friendships with other people. And then meeting up with them instead of spending time with you. That's not what's happening. I'm just working. It would be the perfect cover, though.
No.
To be out here hoeing.
And me. I got a little good cover, too.
That's true. And I know there's a market out there for people who want to have sex with pregnant women.
Is it?
This is America.
What do we do?
What do we do?
I mean...
Come on. What you got?
I'm sad. I just want to be sad for a second.
I can accept that. Okay. Second's over. What do we do?
I mean, I guess we can just keep communicating to each other, one, and letting each other know how we feel. Like, you're very good at, like, complimenting me, and I don't feel like you don't want me. I don't feel like you're not attracted to me. You know, I'm not thinking any of that.
No, I think you're a really sexy pregnant lady.
Thank you. And I try to make sure I compliment you, and then I notice you. And so far, you haven't told me that I'm doing poorly up with that.
No.
So, like, compliments are nice.
We have to.
Flattery.
We just gotta find more time for, like, intimacy.
Touch.
Yeah, that's it.
Yeah. I don't know.
I kiss on your belly. I talk to the baby when I can. I kiss you on your forehead, but, like, I don't know. Maybe it's, like, some pillow time. We need built-in weekly pillow sessions where we just lay down and cuddle or some shit. I don't know.
A massage. Corny. I ain't had a pregnancy massage this whole pregnancy.
I would love to. I should be working.
I know.
And I need one my damn self. We'll figure it out.
Will we?
Well, we could make a commitment right now since we are technically in front of people talking about this.
Did we say that for the awkward sex episode? We ain't done shit.
What was it?
Initiation week. This was your week.
Was it?
Yes, babe.
I don't remember.
I told my therapist it was your week. It was your week.
I forget. Okay, so next week's your week. Starting now. So we'll see how this week goes. But I'll try to initiate some pillow talk time.
We're doomed.
We're not doomed.
Babe, I'm hearing you say these things, but I'm just like, I love you.
Okay. I love you too.
Okay. That was a sigh telling me to shut the fuck up. Okay. You're right.
I wasn't telling you to shut the fuck up.
Yes, you were. You're telling me to suck it up.
I just need you to believe that there is some hope somewhere.
It is.
Because I'm trying to.
Are you?
I am.
Don't you drink that ice on this mic. Don't you do it. I'm not dealing with you. Okay. So. All right.
All right, baby.
Anything else, my love?
As far as anything else, no, I don't have anything extra that I think we need to talk about. As far as this check-in goes, we need to do something about this house.
Yeah.
We need to clean up. That's clothes we need to donate.
Steal.
We just need to
get our shit together.
To cleanse the space. You know, we could find some sage or whatever people
right.
burn.
We should ask a granny for some. Yeah, there's some in the West End. Whatever. Or
somebody tell us how to cleanse this house. We need something. Shake the space up. That's all I got, babe.
That's fair. Me, anything else? No, I mean, it was great having this relationship checking with you. And
yeah, it was interesting. See, normally when I lead a check in, I like to end on a high note.
That's not, you don't think it's a high note?
No, you ended on a sad, low
sex. I just figured it would take the longest. I mean, maybe. I don't know.
It's
sorry.
Okay.
You know, my mind is backwards.
Your mind is weird.
Right now. So, but I love you. We will have a high note because we have the PDA.
I love you too. But before PDA, you have a fight or flight.
I do.
So, you said you got beef.
Oh, wait, engagement.
Oh yes.
Engage me, y'all. Do y'all do relationship check-ins or do you have like your own version of that? If you do, tell us how it goes. Or would you try this out?
And if you're considering it, normally our relationship check-ins are a little bit happier sometimes, but we just are in sad times at this moment.
Yeah, rough times.
So that's what a relationship check-in sounds like. But try it out. And if you do try it out, tell us how it goes.
And we need to keep up with these. We haven't had one in like 7 months.
So create a list of some talking points. Rate them on a scale of 1 to 5. Don't tell your partner until y'all finally come together and talk about it and compare.
Is that way you can get mad at the other. It helps to not know each other's numbers until you get to the meeting. At least it helps us.
Yeah.
So,
all right.
All right. So my fight or flight.
Yes, ma'am.
You don't listen to me. You okay. literally so laugh
right and out listen the gate.
Yeah,
you're gonna start. Okay,
and let me give you an example.
Okay,
2 days ago.
Oh, you have receipts.
Yeah, because you like receipts.
You were prepared for this one.
Show your work. So I'm here to show my work.
Go ahead, man.
Mikey comes home.
I comes home.
He comes home one Mikey of those rare Kims. Occasions where I see him in the daytime.
Okay.
And I said, hey, I put something on Facebook. I didn't tag
Look, I don't even care nothing about where this is going. Just so y'all listening, I stood up. No. My chair ain't working. My butt hurts. I'm standing up right now. I'll walk out if this story go where I don't want it to go.
I say, hey, I put something on Facebook.
Go ahead.
I mentioned you in it.
Uh-huh.
But I didn't tag you because you're never on Facebook. And you never respond to me when I do tag you anything. So his whole feed looked like shit from his wife, his crazy wife that be talking to herself, uh-huh. and he don't respond. Got so you. I'm tired of looking like that. So I stopped putting shit on your wall because I ain't desperate. You know? I feel like I just look like
so
I be talking to myself.
Randy
so,
told
no.
me that.
So I'm saying
no, I'm going to complete the other side of that. No, so Randy told me
I
that. I'm only going to catch people up to where you at. So Randy told me that. And so I go to my notifications because I had like 82 or 60 something.
But y'all.
And I click on the notifications and I'm going through stuff.
But y'all.
And then I see, you know, something that Randy did. And I'm like, is this the thing that you were talking about?
But I told him.
Randy said
for the
on
upteen time,
your page.
No, I didn't.
You said on my page.
No, I didn't. I said on my page.
Oh, yeah, on your
because
wall.
Because this is what I'm talking about. You don't listen to me. Y'all, we had this conversation for
Randy
10 minutes.
Randy said it was on her wall. So I went to my wall.
On his wall.
And I'm looking like I don't see nothing.
I said, nigga, I told you.
And so then I go to Randy's wall and I see a post. I was like, oh, well, why didn't you tag me in this?
And I said,
I didn't know.
He don't listen to me. I already gave him. I already told him why I didn't tag him in. I started off the conversation.
I know.
Hey,
and somewhere along the line, I heard that stuff. I really did. I heard you. I literally asked a question about every point that she made when she started the conversation. And then I got to it.
We
and
had
I'm
this
looking,
conversation for 10 minutes.
And I'm looking in the comments like, why you didn't tag me in the comments?
I said, Mikey, for the upteen time, I didn't tag your ass because you never on here. And you don't respond to me. And then I look crazy. I said this. I already gave you that disclaimer
okay.
before I asked you to check Facebook.
You did.
He don't. Y'all, for 10 minutes, he up here trying to figure out
what
why I ain't tag him,
your
who
fight?
Page is on. What I said. You don't listen to me.
I do.
You don't.
That was a struggle day for
you
me.
Don't listen
I was really tired.
Me.
And I had a lot
I
going
literally
on.
Was talking to myself. I was like,
look,
do you hear anything I said? I already told you everything you could possibly ask me.
I have a baby on the way.
I don't.
And I got pregnancy brain.
No, you don't.
And women need to learn to respect that.
You know what?
What's
that's
your beef?
That is my beef for the upteen time, the third time on this session. You don't listen to me.
Okay.
And I'm mad about it because I communicate. And we worked so hard on this communication. And I leaned in the beginning.
Okay.
Hey,
yes.
Go look on Facebook.
Okay.
On my page.
Uh-huh.
I mentioned your name,
yeah.
though I did not tag you for these reasons.
Okay.
He says, okay. He proceeds to go to his notifications.
Oh,
why?
You're repeating the story?
Mikey.
That was just told.
What I'm saying is, why? Why don't,
okay.
why don't you listen to me? Is it sex?
Apologize.
Is it because you're leaving? Is it over?
No, Randy. It's not over. No, it's not because sex. I'm sorry.
Or lack of?
No, it's because I'm a man and I am sometimes slow.
Sometimes?
Sometimes.
Fine.
So I am asking you to forgive me.
Mm-hmm.
It's not that I don't listen to you.
Mm.
It's just that in moments like that when I'm slow
and not
I
listening,
heard everything.
Did you?
It just didn't register
at all.
It did register because I heard. Obviously, I went to Facebook. So
you went to Facebook. That's all he heard. He heard Facebook.
Look, I don't get on Facebook. I haven't been on there since I cut my
which
hair.
Is why
I had like it's just
he
been
didn't
a
told Facebook he got a daughter on the way.
Yeah,
you know
I
it ain't even real.
That. I should probably tell people on Facebook.
Y'all, we stupid, but that's my beef.
I don't have room on my phone for the Facebook app. So I really only get on it when I can get to my computer.
But you're always on your computer, Mike.
Yeah. doing work related things.
Oh, okay.
Or Netflix.
Okay. I'm going to tell you, like, ooh, we just gonna lie.
But I can't watch Netflix and be on Facebook at the same time.
Okay. But you can watch Netflix and watch American Horror Story at the same time.
Yes. The point that you're making is that I'm able to watch things and I can't watch things. The point
that
I'm making
is that your ass can multi-fucking task. And yes, ma'am. This is why I don't tag you in things again.
I apologize. Have you tagged me anything recently? Because I haven't been back on Facebook.
No. That day. For the reasons that I have stated. So, that's okay. My beef.
Okay. I apologize. Will you forgive me if I promise to try to do better, to listen more?
To listen to me?
Yes.
When I say things to you?
Yes.
Okay. Sure. Sure. I guess that's marriage. I guess that's what you're supposed to do.
Okay.
PDA. It's your first.
Well, I think that it's very important after the conversation that we just had for me to start off by saying that I love you. Mm. I respect you. You are a woman and I hear you roar.
You're an idiot. You're just...
I love you.
I love you too.
And I know that we've been having some struggles. Mm. In a lot of different areas, according to the meeting that we just had.
Right.
And while nothing is perfect, it just kind of reminds me of my vows to you on our wedding. I don't know if you remember them.
I do. I was half asleep because he didn't get to read his actual vows.
I didn't.
We had to wait till we got to the hotel and we were both red-eyed.
But my vows were very closely related to what I said when I proposed to you.
Yes.
And I said that I can't promise you that every day will be perfect. I can't promise you that we won't struggle. I can't promise you that everything, you know, won't go to shit at some point. But I can promise you that you won't ever have to deal with any of it alone.
Yes.
And I meant that.
You did.
So while I cannot carry this child for you, I will carry whatever I can that's going to help you. I will do whatever I can, even if that means stopping at Popeye's mad times during the day to get biscuits.
Sorry.
If that's what you need, I will do that.
He just cut me off.
Even when they tell me that they don't have no honey, and I'm pissed because I got to go to another Popeye's and ask for honey.
No, you don't. I hope that's not what you're doing.
It happened once, but it's okay. I love you.
I love you too.
And even though it's not easy right now, I'm not leaving you hanging. And I'm not going anywhere still. Because usually after shit gets like this, it gets like really good. Something good happens. So I'm just holding out for the good, baby.
So your PDA is that you haven't given up.
My PDA is that I'm not leaving you.
Oh.
As people just heard you say a million times, this is the end.
I'm just inquiring.
No, because I'm not going anywhere.
Mess around in your suitcase. I'm not leaving you alone.
I do have suitcases and they're nice and I would like to use them to go on trips at some point in our lives.
We did get wedding suitcases, yes.
I'm not going anywhere. Because you have my baby. Because you are my baby.
Oh.
And I love you.
Thank you. So your PDA is that because I'm carrying your child.
Yo, just.
And you love
did you
me.
Hear the point? So you weren't listening.
I was
So you're not listening to me?
I am listening. Now? I really is that what's appreciate happening? Your PDA.
Okay.
Thank you. For being here, like you said you would. And.
To the extent that I could be, I guess.
Yes.
I wish I could do more.
You're doing great, Mike. You are. I don't have any complaints.
Thanks.
My PDA.
What you got?
Last night was rough for me. I was like really like down. Just this girl had me peeing every 2 seconds and I was just feeling very, I don't know. I was just feeling very pregnant, you know, and hormonal. And what are you doing?
Listening.
You look like you were looking down.
No, it was. Don't worry about it.
Oh my God. Yes. I was really, really down, and I was about to just cry myself to sleep. But you were like, hey, as you put your computer down, you know, and closed Sons of Anarchy for the upcoming time.
Go ahead, Randy.
You asked if I wanted to switch sides with you so that we could lay face to face, because we've been laying, like, stomach to back.
No, we've been laying Mikey to pillow.
Anyway. You asked if we could move.
Your pregnancy pillow is trying to
It's saving
to split us
my
apart.
Life. Okay. It is the only thing that's keeping me from jumping out of a window.
And it is the one thing that is breaking my heart. Go ahead.
But last night we switched spots.
Mm-hmm.
And so we were able to lay face to face and I could like touch you. your chest, because you know I can only lay a certain way with this belly, because any other way, y'all, literally makes me sick, and it's really a shame.
Gotcha.
Mikey has seen this, but anyway, that was really great, and you talked to the baby for about 10-15 minutes while I had my earplugs in and my eye mask on, and I was dozing off.
I was telling her stories.
A few stories, actually. And at one point, he had told her that he was leaving said space by my stomach to go to sleep. And she kicked me really hard. And I probably took off my eye mask and took out my earplugs.
That
and
moment I said, was hilarious, actually.
She kicked me, and Mikey bust out laughing. He's like, oh, I just told her that I was about to go to sleep. And I was done for the night, and we'll talk again tomorrow. And so he had to go back down there
and tell her
and give her one more story. And then she left me alone. Like, she kicked me, y'all. Usually I have to touch my stomach to feel her, but I felt that. And I don't know what he said to her, but she didn't like it. So, thank you. You got her settled. I stopped feeling so bad, and I slept really well. I had some crazy dreams, but you know, that's pregnancy. Mm-hmm. And I got to sleep near you and like touch you and things. And it was nice.
It was cool.
And I really appreciate you knowing, you know, you just see me. I be thinking you don't, or like maybe we just too tired to see each other. But then you do things that show me that you do be seeing me. And you knew that I needed to sleep a different way. And that I need you to talk to your daughter because she was tripping. And it helped. So I appreciate you.
You're welcome, baby.
Thank you very much. And it was late. It was late.
You it's know? Very late, but.
And you still did it. So, I really appreciate you doing that. That's my PDA.
Y'all, so, I got time.
Yeah.
Well, thank you, babe.
You're welcome.
I appreciate it.
You're welcome.
That was a good ending.
Was it?
Yeah.
All right, y'all. Call to action.
What you got for us, babe?
So, actually, Mom, if you're listening, I did get your voicemail. And she left them some voicemail. Your mom.
My mom? Oh.
Yeah. But it started breaking up, so it only got 3 seconds.
That's
so,
because she has T-Mobile.
Anyway, she probably was at work, but I just want to let her know that it didn't cut her off. It just started breaking up. So it was actually like 30 seconds and we only got 3. So that's why it hasn't been played.
Leave another one, Ma.
Yeah. Or anybody else. Leave us a voicemail at
770-750-4098.
Yeah.
Exclamation point. Who put that? Okay.
So we just like hearing from y'all.
Because we need some more stuff to play at the beginning or end of these episodes.
Yeah.
We just want to play some of y'all feedback. So be goofy.
Or just quick.
Send us some love.
You don't have to be deep or you long. Don't. You can be deep and short. You know, I know that some people get off on that. So be sure to check out our website.
www.blackmillennialmarriage.com.
Rate us on iTunes, y'all, Stitcher, and Google Podcasts.
And we are on
Spotify, y'all. We're on Spotify.
New listeners, please make sure you go back and listen to episodes 1-5. I know we have some new people. Even though we sound a little tired and strained and sad today, it wasn't always like this. So, episodes 1-12, 15, you know what I'm saying? Them shits was lit. But we're getting back to that. We're trying to bring some happier energy into this, y'all.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
The Chapmans are just, you know.
We just
this
out here
This is
working.
That part. I mean, I don't know. It's just real life things happening.
Yeah.
And instead of pretending like they're not happening, we decide to be honest and open. Because at some point, they won't be happening and we'll be happy again.
Yeah. Also, we miss Mental Health International, or like International or World Mental Health
World
Day.
World Mental Health Day,
but
yeah.
That week, we both kept our therapy sessions.
Yep.
So.
And me and my therapist worked out some stuff. Maybe nice. Last week's probably one of the best weeks I've had in a while.
Yeah.
I worked out 5 days in a row.
He did. It was great. I worked out 3. Did some yoga. Changed my life.
And my knees are swollen. And my body hurts.
But you look great.
Do I?
You do.
My folds are sweaty.
We also miss National Coming Out Day. Just to forgot to celebrate the people that have come out to us. Or just in general.
And this was Pride Week.
That was, Pride Weekend. It was, I think it was the 11th. I'm getting the days mixed up. But it was, we missed it. And so we just like to give love to our family and our friends who feel safe around us.
Yep.
To come out to us, and we hope that we are great accomplices and allies to y'all.
We're trying.
And if we aren't, we're going to get our shit together. Because y'all matter to us. So yeah, follow us on social media. Where are we?
On Instagram, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
I went cross-eyed. I couldn't see. On Instagram, we are Black Millennial Marriage. On Facebook, we are
Black Millennial Marriage Podcast.
And on Twitter, what are we, baby?
Black Mill Mirror Pod. Whew. Subscribe to our newsletter, y'all. Congrats to our October giveaway winner. She guessed the correct sex of the baby, and she was in the raffle, and we picked names and things. And
she got stuff.
Cassie Israel. And our September winner was our very own Brianna Henderson. She got a Starbucks gift card, and Cassie got a Shay Shay Bakery gift card. And this is why we want y'all to like, subscribe, so we can give things away no matter how poor we are.
And now, because I know she'll listen to this episode, is it weird if I go and ask her for the Starbucks gift card since I like Starbucks now?
Yes, babe.
Oh.
It is, because it's her car and it's probably gone. but no, we are poor. We're going to start speaking it. We are just financially constipated. Is that?
What?
Is that a word?
That's new. Yeah, I like financial constipation.
Yeah.
Well, I don't like it, but that's a good description.
Does it like describe what we're going through?
Yeah, we're financially constipated.
But we're making it by the grace of God. Okay. Thank you again for listening, y'all.
Be blessed.
Don't settle.
Fight clean.
Peace. If you dig in what I'm saying, we could go deeper. I dig it.
You dig it. I dig it. What good soil? I hope you love it. I love it. I got no up, but none above it. I focus on what the funk is. Don't know what's so fierce. I'm sipping talented.
Acast powers some of the world's best podcasts. Here's a show we recommend.
I'm Meredith Masony.
And I'm Tiffany Jenkins. We're the hosts of Take It or Leave It, a podcast where we discuss all things marriage, motherhood, and everything in between. Join us every week where we sit down and talk about parenting, even though we don't really know what we're talking about. We have guests, we take your calls, and we get weird.
Tiffany and I are just like you. We are two struggling moms who have no idea what we're doing. Join us on Take It or Leave It, an advice-ish podcast for parents.
Acast recommends.